The communications director of the opposition NPP, Nana Akumia, has debunked assertions purported to have been made by the Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amakofibua, to the effect that the NPP in its 8 years in office did not add any megawatt of power to the country's energy stock, which accounts for the current load shedding. In a statement, Nana Akumia contends that the NPP did a lot to improve on electricity generation in the country. He listed the Bui Dam, Asogli thermal plant, and the discovery of oil as some of the major accomplishments of the NPP government. He says the splitting of the Energy and Petroleum Ministry is an indication that Mr. Amabua was unable to effectively manage the power sector. Nana Akumia further explains his statement in this interview with Bubu Klinugu.
That is dishonest, very dishonest to come from the minister. If you look at even the situation that we have, the NDC took office in 2009. There was no energy problem. There was no doomsday. You stay in office up to July 2012, 3.5 years, and then we get into this problem. The problem has persisted from July 2012 up to today, and you blame somebody else. It is dishonest.
So what exactly did you add when you were in power to the energy stock of the country?
I think there are about 10 or so. All of them are in the statement. Let Amabua come and tell us that these plants are not in existence.
Yes, I have the VRA plant, the VRA atoll plant, the emergency plant, that's all the plant and the Bui hydroelectric, all of this. But then, were all this functional before the NPP left office?
Some of them were. Some of them were functional. Some of them have been commissioned. Some of them were in progress. You see, how do you say that some government did not add 1 megawatt? This is a gas pipeline from Nigeria that, when it got into problem, 320 megawatts were knocked off. That gas pipeline was done by some government. The Bui electric dam, that gives us 400 megawatts when you have water. It was started by some government. And all of them, even the discovery of oil, which today is going to make it possible for us to produce gas, it's some government effort that the oil was covered. So if you have a problem and you are trying to deal with the problem, don't come and tell Ghanaians that it is because some government did not act anything, when you know that what you are saying is not true.
You saying in the statement that instead of the minister apologizing for the hardship that they have brought onto the Ghanaian community, he's shifting blame and engaging in vile propaganda. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yes, he's shifting blame. He's shifting blame by saying that, oh, we're having these problems because some government did not add anything, which is not true, which is a lie. And then he's also bragging, saying that this government is the one that is doing everything, that they are doing historic things. Look, how many times has the president himself given date that this doomsday will be over? How many times has the minister himself given date? And look at the suffering that Ghanaians and Ghanaian businesses have been going through, despite the promises upon promises by the minister, by the president. So instead of being apologetic, you are rather blaming other people and bragging. That is not the way to go.
And then the final point in the statement has to do with the minister's ability to manage electricity generation, which has been taken away from him. Do you think it was because he was not capable of managing the electricity? That is why the ministry has been split?
Well, if you are having a responsibility for both power and energy for 2 years or so, and they said that they've taken power from you, and they said that they, because they want to bring a certain focus on power, what it basically means is that he didn't think that you were bringing the necessary focus.